This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was 536 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. December corn at 503 and a half, down 5 and 3 quarters. March corn was 515 and 3 quarters, down 5 and 3 quarters. August soybeans were 1453 and 3 quarters, up 24 and 3 quarters. September soybeans 1314 and a half, up 16 and a quarter. November soybeans 1263 and 3 quarters, up 6 and a half. September wheat was 669 and a half, down 11 and a half. December wheat 682 and a quarter, down 11 and a half. And March wheat 694 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with soybeans mostly higher and corn and wheat lower. Strong soybean meal values and a higher than expected soybean crush figure from the National Oilseed Processors Association supported higher soybean prices. A weather forecast supporting good growing conditions for corn weighed on corn futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 16 cents lower at 652 to 674. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1508 to 1535. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 cents lower at 663 to 683. Soybeans were up 22 to 25 cents at 1556 to 1575. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 9 to 19 cents at 655 to 683. Soybeans ended mixed at 1539 to 1609. And the wheat bids down 9 to 10 at 645 to 660. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids up 25 cents at 1554 to 1594. Basis ended steady, a range from 100 to 140 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $541.50 to $549.50, which was up $8.60 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids mostly 9 cents lower at $6.81 to $7.04, with basis steady to 8 cents higher at $145 to $168 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly 11 lower at 673 to 686. Soybeans ended mixed, ranging from 137 to 150 over September. Soybeans ended mostly 26 cents stronger at 1546 to 1551, with basis ending mixed, ranging from 92 to 97 over the August. And the wheat bids today down 10 to 16 cents at 654 to 664, with basis also ending mixed on Monday, ranging from 15 to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 9 cents lower at 671 to 693. These same elevators raise their soybean prices 24 to 34 cents, with quotations at 1536 to 1563. Soft red winter wheat down 12 at 683 to 684, and Milo 9 cents lower at 690 to 691. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 470 up to 489. New crop soybean bids at 12 and a quarter up to 1239. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 473 to 491, new crop bean bids 1234 to 1254, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 478 to 494, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1240 up to 1269. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 122.45, up 60 cents. October live cattle, 126.67, up 60 cents. December live cattle, 128.82, up 50 cents. August feeder cattle were 152.65, up $2.52. September feeder cattle, 155.15, up $2.42. November feeder cattle, 158.07, up $2.35. July lean hogs were 102.30, up 20 cents. August lean hogs at $95.55, up 65 cents, and December lean hogs $81.70, up 35 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $1.06 lower in a range of $85 to $102 with a weighted average carcass price of $94.95. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $60 to $65. 4 to 5 weights traded at $61 to $68. 5 to 550 trading from 63 to 70 and over 550 pounds at 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 69, with few up to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 10,215 head. In the direct cattle trade, there was no trades reported. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 238 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $101.07, which was 41 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $190.70, which was 83 cents lower, with select carcasses at $183.94, which was 27 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, compared to 122,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000, compared to 404,000 for last week and 377,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield is $6.76. August corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.65. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.75. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.65. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.41. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.56. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.49. Those prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $6.76, corn at Scottville is $6.75, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.41, and wheat at Scottville is $6.49. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Hello, this is Jay Neiman, your Farm Bureau Director from South Litchfield Township. Farmers, your Farm Bureau membership may surprise you. Illinois Farm Bureau has something in store for you. Because Illinois Farm Bureau is not afraid to represent every aspect of agriculture, you'll be sure to find a benefit or program that fits your unique needs. Whether you love politics, playing the markets, caring for your animals, or just continuing in the tradition, Illinois Farm Bureau is the organization for you. Check out the many benefits of joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Are you taking your prescriptions correctly? Do you want to pick up all your prescriptions at once? Do you understand why you take your medications? Talk to the folks at Michelle's Pharmacy and ask today how you can simplify your meds. Simplify My Meds is a refill coordination program that simplifies the refill process and gives you control over your medications and your health. Simplify your meds at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carthenville and Gillespie, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Weather has always been a challenge for farmers, and this year is no exception. No matter the weather, Farm Credit Services of Illinois has the crop insurance coverage today's farm families depend on. In addition to your multi-peril policy, an added crop hail addendum could be beneficial. With this year's weather patterns, green snap problems may be an issue. So let the crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit provide the information you need regarding coverage options. With a crop hail policy addition, you get complete coverage to fit your operation. It protects your crops against damage from hail, fire, vandalism, and protects your harvested grain in the bin. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop hail insurance coverage to fit your farming business. Whether it's our office, your kitchen table, or the tailgate of a pickup, Farm Credit Services of Illinois looks forward to providing the products you want with the service you deserve. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm finance and crop insurance needs.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Radar Weather is being presented by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville.
Hi, this is Mark Bauman, Agronomy Manager at M&M Service Company. Please mark your calendars for our upcoming Solutions at Work Field Day, Wednesday, July 24th. The field day will be held at our Litchfield location, with registration starting at 8:30. We will demonstrate the latest technologies in seed, crop protection, and plant nutrition. Industry professionals and our own crop specialists will be on site to help provide solutions for some of today's best opportunities in production agriculture. Our featured speaker will be Daryl Good, University of Illinois Marketing Specialist. I hope to see you there on Wednesday, July 24th.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise. Sunshine today with a high of 90, clear skies tonight, low 73, partly sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow with a high of 93. You can pretty much ditto mark that in for Thursday, 93 for a high, 95 on Friday, a 40% chance for some showers and thunderstorms area-wide Friday night on into Saturday, and once we get to Saturday, a high temperature of merely 90, 85 for a high on Sunday and Monday. So there will be a cool down, at least a little bit. But not for a while. Right now, barometric pressure is climbing. Winds are pretty light. Some sunshine, 71 degrees. This update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Part two of the Morning Farm Show presented by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Quality Engine Machine Shop in Litchfield. CHS Service Center in Louder, and by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro. Once again, WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. The cool, moist conditions earlier this season could result in a higher incidence of sudden death syndrome in soybeans this year. DuPont Pioneer is urging growers to scout for the disease now. Sudden death syndrome infects soybean plants just after germination and emergence, but symptoms typically don't appear until midsummer. Signs of the disease can appear as small pale green spots during flowering. This disease has ranked second only to soybean cyst nematode in damage to soybean crops for nearly 40 years. According to DuPont Pioneer Research, in extreme conditions, SDS can cause yield losses as high as 80%. Senior Research Manager Jeff Thompson says SDS varies in severity from area to area and from field to field. He says growers must understand clearly the extent of the infection in each of their fields to effectively manage the disease, so scouting is essential. The USDA expects a 14 billion bushel corn harvest this fall. That's big, and not just in comparison to last year's drought-ridden crop, but big by all accounts. Maybe the largest corn crop in quite a while. It will push prices lower, though, so much so that University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good is of mind to make pre-sales of not only the harvest to come this fall, but for the fall of 2014.
My opinion is yes. Here's my concern. If we get a 14 billion bushel crop, we push corn prices 50 cents lower than what they are right now, and that will be reflected in the 2014 price as well. Then what prevents us from doing that again next year, another 14 billion bushel crop, another billion bushels added to carry over, and another 50 cents lower in price. So I think there is some real downside risk on 2014 prices. The question is whether that downside risk will materialize before crop insurance prices are established in February of next year. And my concern is it will, and that we may be looking at what we would consider to be very low price guarantees on crop insurance come February of 2014. Interestingly enough, December 2014 futures are at a premium to 2013. You can sell that crop 20 to 25 cents higher than the 13 crop. I think we ought to be doing it.
The question then is how to make sales of the 2014 crop. Good says to hedge, that is to sell December 2014 corn futures.
If you can cash flow it and manage the cash flow risk, I think hedging is the way to do it. I wouldn't approach it with options at this point. If you can't manage the cash flow, then hedge to arrive or just cash contracts would be the way to go.
That's all for this morning's Farm Report. Thank you for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.